It's a sickening feeling. This is the KSL In-Depth. You walk out to your car and find someone has broken into your vehicle. You immediately search for anything that could be stolen. This is what happened to Megan Carter yesterday morning in her Liberty Park neighborhood. Only thing missing? One thing. But it means more to her than just about anything else.
My neighbors had woken us up at about 7 in the morning, and they noticed that all of our car doors were open, and so we went and hurried and looked, and that was the only thing that was missing was the locket, and that was hanging from their rear view. So when my mom passed away, I gave everybody a locket with her ashes in it, and I hung mine on my rear view mirror because I wanted her to go and travel with me wherever I went.
Carter's mom died of cancer last year. She tells KSL's Jed Bowl that she helped her mom fulfill a bucket list wish before she passed away, including running a 5K.
She did it to participate?
She did it to say she did it, to say that she did a 4K.
Yeah.
Or a 5K, actually.
Did you do a couple of them after that?
No, that was our first one. Our first and last one. And it wasn't too bad, but it was pretty intense for her. She was doing chemo at the time, so she was trying to do a 5K while still doing chemo, so she did it.
They also went on a trip to Hawaii. Carter says her mom was her best friend and that she texted her every day. Her mom would text back and remind her to use a seatbelt. Carter has a message for the crooks.
Bring it back. You know, there's no reason for someone else to have another loved one's remains, and you know, I'll give you anything you want. Just give me back my mom. The only thing that has no money value to anybody else, but, you know, it means the entire world to me. No broken windows, no, like, interior damage, exterior damage, nothing. So they were smart.
Carter says she hasn't filed a police report. She hopes the crooks hear this story and return the locket.